Now, Niall Delaney with Good Conversation and Where Your Opinion Matters. Call with your comments on 0818 365 500 or text 083 3500 530.
Deputy Mark McSharry.
Neil.
On Taoiseach.
Well, that was the moment in the Dáil last evening when Fianna Fáil Deputy Mark McSharry voted against his party in the no-confidence vote in Simon Coveney. Earlier in the evening, Deputy McSharry had written to an Taoiseach Micheál Martin indicating he was resigning the whip of the party. And there were some fairly dammy comments in that letter, including the charge that Fianna Fáil had become an undemocratic totalitarian regime. So where to now for Deputy McSharry? What happens exactly for him? Does he stay within Fianna Fáil long term? Does he now consider standing as an independent at the next general election? Deputy Coveney surviving the no confidence vote, and Deputy McSharry, the only government party TD to break ranks. And he joins us on the line now exclusively this morning. Deputy, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Niall. Thank you.
Well, your difficulties with the leadership of the party and of its direction, particularly in recent months, have been well known. But how difficult was it to elevate that to actually resigning the party whip?
Well, certainly you wouldn't take a decision like this lightly. I mean, I never had an opportunity to join Fianna Fáil. I was born into it on the 12th of July 1973 and never left. So obviously when one is in a party and you're trying to influence policy decisions and trying to pursue things that matter to your area, your constituents, your beliefs, at times one will always have to vote against one's better judgment. That's the price you pay for being involved in a larger political organisation. And obviously there were very, very difficult votes over many, many years. But look, I suppose it's no secret that over the course of the last 9 months, the double standards that have been apportioned, the contempt with which Fine Gael were treating the Taoiseach and Fianna Fáil, and by extension all members of it, was troubling in the extreme for me, and ultimately I think the fact that people are being expected to accept the fact that depending on who one is, what position they hold, that regardless of the situation, some people are expendable and others are not, and that's just not acceptable to me.
But was it a serious enough issue over which to resign the whip? I mean, there are far more important issues, surely, for you to concern yourself regarding Fianna Fáil's role and influence in government. Why was it this issue?
This just happened to be the cumulative effect. It was the latest one. So, I mean, over the course of the summer, if you want to look at it, over the course of the summer, a little bit before it, we had Leakgate, where cabinet confidentiality and an ongoing guard investigation continues. Taoiseach Micheál Martin chose to be the first out and enthusiastically defend such actions rather than seek investigation. Later, we have inconsistencies around COVID and the interpretation of restrictions, and we saw where that went. Then we had the Murrayan Gate incident, the Murrayan Hotel in Dublin. We had Zappone and the UN envoy on that whole issue, which is ongoing on many levels. And we had an opportunity to discuss Fianna Fáil performance at our think-in last week, and nothing really happened on the back of that. I was disappointed how it went, even though I was only there for a short while due to the death of a very close friend. And then on Monday we had Taoiseach Leo Varadkar once again shoving Fianna Fáil's face further into the mud, where he was making further revelations relevant to the Phonegate affair, implicating the Secretary General of the Department of Taoiseach. Again, we had the Taoiseach out defending the indefendable. And the day before yesterday, we had the Taoiseach announcing the goodies from the budget. So I felt that it was important that in advance of last night's vote, that the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party would meet collectively to consider all of these matters. I got no response at all to that request, and I felt that that was the last straw, and I had to take a stand. So, I mean, as an isolated incident, last night's vote, And as you rightly point out, wouldn't have been enough for me on its own. But
in taking that stand, Deputy, you've now cut off your nose to spite your face. You're out in the cold. You have no say at all within Fianna Fáil. You're essentially an outcast, and any influence you have had in the past in shaping policy is now gone.
Yeah, I can understand people's view on that. Any of those people who have worked within a parliamentary party setup will know that at times it can be difficult, for sure. But I would take the view that increasingly under the current leadership, nobody, regardless of their experience or length of time served or anything like that, had any input or has any input.
Okay. Other than
Taoiseach Martin himself, that is also unacceptable and one of the reasons that you got to put to an end. You don't do it lightly, and after 20 years in national politics within a party, you don't take it lightly at all.
But, okay, so taking that into account, would a change in leadership change everything in your eyes, or does it go much deeper than that?
No, it's a bit deeper than that. I mean, I think a change of leadership, a change of approach to politics, a change of approach to how politics is done is what was going to be required. Frustration was growing, and many times we have had our internal difficulties in Fianna Fáil. The other issue is the fact that increasingly politics and government is about being on the bus rather than influencing its direction or performance. And that's not acceptable to me. And I think the people who voted for me over the years and voted for my colleagues, both here in the Northwest and the other parts of the country, expect politicians to have the executive authority they're elected to hold, and increasingly, willfully and indeed circumstantially, politicians in the system have subcontracted that power out to everybody but themselves. You can say it was for reasons of plausible deviability or not. But the reality, sadly, is this, increasingly governments are expensive commentators rather than holding the executive authority that the people expect them to hold and pursue. The most important thing that I'd like to say this morning is that, look, this isn't a Mark McSharry vanity project. The issues before us, top of the list, housing, health, particularly in the Northwest, agricultural challenges around the sucker herd, enterprise, and indeed many others are the most important things. But you're in politics and elected to influence those things, increasingly in politics generally, and certainly in Fianna Fáil under the current leadership. It is impossible to have any influence. So if you were to interpret my actions in the last 24 hours as being exclusively influenced by a vote on Simon Coveney, that would be incorrect. This is the cumulative impact of a crisis in leadership in the fall, and in my view, a crisis in politics generally, nationally, in terms of how business is done.
Okay. Well, I'll do
all I can, to the extent that I can, to have influence, and the priority would be the issues I've outlined, and obviously the people of Sligo, Leitrim, South Donegal, and North Roscommon.
Okay. Well, what about that fairly caustic letter of resignation, to put it mildly? What do you have anything to say about that and your contention that Fianna Fáil have become an undemocratic totalitarian regime?
No, well, the leadership and how they approach it have become that. I mean, there's nothing in the letter that I issued that's factually incorrect, and if anybody who reads it has been truthful and has the knowledge I have, they won't disagree with a single word in it. That's a very sad thing to say. I mean, other leaders in the past, going right back to Lamass, through Lynch, Haughey, Reynolds, Bertie, Cowan and others, people will criticise aspects of their leadership. I've served three of those leaders personally. I know the current leader personally for 30 years, and I've lived experience of his entire period as leader of Fianna Fáil. And I'm sad to say, it is very sad to say, that it's a one-man show, and everybody else is expected to row in blindly. They get to voice their view, but their views have no consequence as to the actions of the leader. And, and that's the sad reality of it. And that wasn't the case for any other leader.
What now for Mark McSharry? I mean, where is your focus going to be now? How will your role as a TD representing Sligo, a Leitrim change? Will your representation of the constituency change? Will you even stand as a Fianna Fáil candidate if you're allowed to next time out, or will you be an independent?
No, the intention is certainly to stand. I mean, the reality is nothing will change. My focus will be exclusively on my constituency work, on the North West generally, and its continuing neglect over many, many decades by consecutive governments. And that battle will always be there. And whether you're inside the parliamentary party or not, the only difference between being in a party in government and being in a party in opposition is the fact that instead of fighting directly with government across the hall, you're fighting with your own to try and secure resources for your part of the country. Because, again, how politics is run in this part is the fact that the money and the resources follow the population and the senior ministers. So we always struggle for that at the North West because we neither have the population and rarely the senior ministers. So that battle will continue. So my focus will be no less focused, no less relentless in terms of the pursuit of resources for our area, be it in Sligo, Leitrim, as I said, South Donegal, or Ross, Roscommon. And there is no change. I mean, I'm still a paid-up member of Fianna Fáil. I've resigned apart from the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party. But many of the people who elected me are loyal members of Fianna Fáil, many of them for their entire lives. And they elected me, and they'll have my 100% focus and the best work and effort that I can provide over the course of the coming period, and nothing changes in that regard. And as votes come up in the door, there will be the element of freedom to decide what's best for our constituency rather than guided blindly by the focus of one individual within Fianna Fáil who happens to be the leader, rather than the collective democratic view of the many fine people who are within that parliamentary party.
I want to ask you a final question, Deputy, on a very personal level. It is, I'm sure, a very sad day for you, or was yesterday, in breaking a very long and personal McSharry family link with the Fianna Fáil party. How are you coping with that, can you tell
100%.
Us?
100%. Listen, this isn't about me at all. This is about delivering for the people. It's not a vanity project. The only media interview I'm doing now is with yourself, out of respect for our own constituency and indeed your own courtesy over the years. I've turned down every national broadcast media and many, many locals. I could have been on every show. This story is not about me. This story is about government, how it's been run, and sadly within Fianna Fáil, the failure of the current leadership. My focus doesn't change. Nobody died. My work continues. My office is open this morning and we'll be as focused as we ever are. So in that sense, nothing changes. It's sad the way things have developed, but don't lose a second's sleep over it. The work continues. Nothing changes. Mark McSharry is as accessible, focused and determined to deliver for people as he was yesterday, the day before, and as he will be tomorrow.
Mark McSharry, many thanks for joining us on the programme this morning.
Thank you, Niall.